Hey everyone, and welcome back. You know that feeling where you're like super ready to learn something new, but kind of not sure where to even start?
Oh, yeah.
It's like trying to climb a mountain without a trail map.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what we're diving into today. We're talking about the knowledge self-assessment, which I guess is kind of like that map.
Yeah, you got it. And the best part, it's not about like giving yourself a bad grade or anything.
Which I think scares a lot of people away from self-assessment in the first place.
Right. Think of it more like shining a light on your skills so you can create a plan to grow.
So it's less test and more like a personal roadmap.
That's a great way to put it. And what's really cool is that this framework we're talking about uses these five core pillars of knowledge. And get this, they apply no matter what you're trying to learn.
So whether I'm trying to bake the perfect loaf of sourdough or finally understand quantum physics,
Those pillars are key.
love it. So let's break it down. What's the first pillar all about?
So first up, we've got understanding of key concepts.
Okay, so that sounds pretty straightforward.
It really is. This one's about understanding the core ideas behind what you're learning.
Like the foundation.
Yes, exactly. It's like you can't build a house without first understanding the blueprint.
Makes
So
sense.
in this case, it's not just about memorizing a bunch of facts.
It's more about the why and how everything connects, right?
Exactly. It's being able to explain those concepts to someone else, connecting them to other things, and just like seeing the big picture.
Okay, I'm liking this already. What's next?
All right, so then we've got practical application. Because you know what they say? Knowledge without action is,
Useless.
pretty much. It's like having a fancy
Fire.
car, but no engine.
It's not going anywhere.
Exactly. This pillar is all about putting those concepts you learned into action.
Okay, so give me an example. How does this work in real life?
Okay, let's say you're learning a new language, right? So understanding of key concepts might be like actually grasping the grammar rules and vocabulary.
Okay.
But then practical application would be using those words and rules to actually have a conversation.
Even if it's a little rough around the edges at first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You gotta practice.
Love it. Okay, what's pillar number three?
Number three is problem-solving ability. So how well can you use your knowledge to, face those challenges head-on?
It's like that aha moment when you finally figure out how to fix that bug in your code.
Yes. Exactly. Or, bake a cake that doesn't completely collapse in the middle.
In there.
It's all about connecting the dots, thinking critically, and then finding creative solutions using what you've learned.
Okay, this framework's already making me want to brainstorm new ideas.
That's great.
What's next?
All right. So now we're getting into a little bit more of the collaborative side with collaboration and communication. Because let's be real, not all learning happens just in our own heads, right?
Definitely not.
So this pillar is about how effectively you can share what you know with other people, work together on a shared goal, and even learn from different perspectives.
So it's that shift from me to we.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, last but not least, tell me about that fifth pillar.
All right, the final pillar. This one's all about innovation. We call it critical thinking and innovation. So taking all that knowledge you've built up and using it to think outside the box.
Challenging assumptions, coming up with new ideas.
Yes, exactly. It's not just about understanding the world as it is, but thinking how it could be different.
Love that. So we've got the building blocks, but how do we actually use them? So we've got all these pillars laid out, but
Yeah.
how do we actually, I don't know, use them? Do we just think really hard about each one and then call it a day? What's the next step here?
I'm glad you asked that because this is where we actually get into the self-assessment part.
Okay, bring it on.
So remember how I said it's not about giving yourself a grade or anything?
Right, no judgment zone.
Exactly. But we do use this rating system,
Okay.
but it's not about being hard on yourself. It's more like creating a personalized roadmap.
Okay, I'm intrigued. How does the rating system work?
So for each of these five pillars, you're basically going to rate your own competency on a scale of 1 to 100.
Okay, 1 to 100.
1 being I'm just starting out, and 100 being I'm basically an expert.
So like a confidence meter almost.
Yeah, you could say that. And we do this before we actually dive into the learning.
Ah, so that's our baseline.
Exactly. So we see where we're at now, and then we rate ourselves again after we've spent some time learning.
Got it, got it. And that's where the real magic happens, right? Comparing those two.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're catching on. And the interesting thing here isn't like obsessing over the numbers themselves, but it's more about what those numbers tell us about, your own learning journey.
Okay.
Like, for example, let's say you saw a huge improvement in your practical application rating after taking a course.
Woo, go you. Break out the confetti.
Exactly. That's awesome. But it's also a chance to dig a little deeper, right? Like, What clicked for you during that course?
Ooh, I like that.
Did the teaching style just really work for you, or was there like an aha moment where everything made sense?
So we're like detectives now.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
We want to figure out what worked so we can, you know, do it again.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, but what happens when, you know, maybe that gap between the scores isn't huge? What if it's just like a small improvement?
That's totally normal. It happens all the time.
Okay, good. Because I think sometimes we put all this pressure on ourselves to be like perfect learners.
Yeah, and it's just not realistic.
Not at all.
This is about progress.
Yeah.
Not perfection.
Love that.
So even a small improvement, you know, it means you're going in the right direction.
So no need to freak out.
No freaking out. It's just an opportunity to kind of tweak your approach a little bit, right?
Okay, how do we do that?
Like maybe you need a little more hands-on practice, or maybe some concepts need a little extra time and attention.
So if a big jump means celebrate and then analyze what worked, then a small jump means like adjust and refine.
You got it. Now, this might sound a little weird, but sometimes you might actually see a decrease in your rating.
Wait, what? How is that even possible? You're telling me I can get less knowledgeable from learning.
No. It's not that you've actually, like, regressed or anything.
Okay.
It's more like you're realizing how much more there is to know.
So it's not that I got worse. It's that I'm realizing there's a whole universe of knowledge out there that I didn't even know existed.
Yes, exactly. It's like you thought you were standing on top of a mountain.
And then you realize it was just a hill.
And there's this whole mountain range behind it that you couldn't even see before.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
And that realization, that's so valuable.
Okay.
Because now you can approach your learning with way more focus, right? You figured out where you need to go.
You're not just wandering around aimlessly anymore.
Exactly. You've got your map, you've found the good stuff, and now you're ready to actually explore.
Okay, so we've assessed our skills, we've got our map and compass, we found the mountain range. Now how do we actually start climbing? This is where I always get tripped up. Like, I know what I want to learn, but the how always feels so overwhelming.
It's like having all the ingredients but no recipe, right?
Yes, exactly.
But the good news is, this knowledge self-assessment thing, it doesn't leave you hanging. Once you've gone through those scores, it's all about making a plan.
Okay, so what's the game plan? How do we actually, like, level up our learning?
So we need to get specific, you know? It's about turning those insights into action. So let's say your critical thinking and innovation score, it didn't really move as much as you wanted it to.
Yeah, because it's not like you can just decide to be more innovative, right?
Exactly. But you can create the right conditions for those like light bulb moments to happen. So instead of just saying, I want to be more innovative, maybe your action step is, this week, I'm going to try out a new creative thinking technique.
Ooh, I like that. Like mind mapping or something.
Exactly. And then use it on a real project.
So it's about turning those I wish I was better at thoughts into concrete steps.
You got it. And you know what else helps?
What's that?
Having a learning buddy.
Ooh, accountability partner.
Yes. Talking it out with someone, it can really help you get feedback, you know, support even.
Plus, it's always more fun to learn with someone else, right?
Exactly. And then, of course, don't forget to actually celebrate your progress, no matter how small.
Oh, I'm big on celebrations, trust me. But, like, what are we talking here? Confetti? Cake? Give me the details.
Well, I mean, little cake never hurt anyone, right?
True, true.
But really, it's about finding those little things that make learning feel rewarding. Like maybe after a good study session, you get yourself a fancy coffee.
Ooh, yeah, I gotta fuel those brain cells.
Or maybe it's buying yourself a new book or finally signing up for that online course you've been wanting to take.
It's like we're giving ourselves permission to enjoy the journey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Acknowledge those wins. Keep that momentum going.
I love this. It's like we're uncovering hidden talents and leveling up our skills, but like in real life.
That's what it's all about.
And you know, what's really cool about this whole knowledge self-assessment thing is that it's not just a one-time thing. It's like this ongoing cycle, right? You assess, you learn, you look back on it, and you keep refining your approach.
It's a journey, not a destination.
Yes, perfectly said. And on that note, to all you amazing listeners out there, we challenge you. Pick one skill, any skill that you want to develop. Put this framework into action, see what you discover, and most importantly, have fun with it.
Stay curious, friends.